The Hilltop Hoods are coming to the Central Coast. They're doing the Entrance Memorial Park on 10th of December.
That's going to be huge.
How good is that?
There'll be a lot of coasties there too. When I went to the gig, we've got the guys with us
yes,
right now.
We've got Dan and Matt from the Hilltop Hoods. Absolute pleasure.
Hello, boys. Mate, I was at the gig with you guys. The guy who sat in the seat in front of me was from Edelong, and he turned around and says, Dave from Edelong, how you going, Rob? And we had a good chat. He was going off to you guys, and the thing is, you have an ability to grab an audience, whether they're 8 years old or 58 years old. Everyone seems to find you guys, and the music is enduring.
I've got a question. What is Edelong? Is that like a hybrid of Adelaide and Wollongong?
Edelong.
Edelong. Oh, gotcha.
Edelong to Edelong.
Is that on their license plates up there?
Pronunciation has not been one of Rob's strong points.
Get along to Edelong.
I'll use that.
And they've got it on the license plates.
No, it should be.
They should, Maddie. That is for sure. But hey, Dan, mate, your concerts are just so full of energy. Do you boys need to go to the gym, or you just leave everything for outstage? That's where you do your workout, Dan.
Yeah, man, I'm like in my 40s, bro. I'm definitely training before I do that. Otherwise, I'm like standing there panting and sweating, and I bring a shirt.
Mate, well, just full of energy.
It was. Matt, you turned out with long trousers on at the gig in Sydney. And you mentioned you just forgot your shorts. Is that how it happened?
I forgot my shorts. Yeah, I about 10 minutes before stage time, I reached into my bag and to my horror, pulled out a second pair of pants instead of a pair of shorts.
That is I love the up-leveled is like tracksuit pants by calling them trousers. Let's
They weren't so bad. Like I said at the show, you know, pants are just like shorts that hug your shin. So, yeah. Like, you know, they were fine.
Fair enough. Hey. When you guys were out there, though, you really got the crowd going. You asked if anyone had been there for the first time. A whole heap of hands went up, say they were seeing you for the first time. I think, was it you, Dan, gave a young lady at the front your watch?
That would have been Matt.
Matt. Matt, you gave this girl the watch, and then you guys also stopped the show when someone was in a little bit of trouble up front. It was dad-like in its care, but it was cool. You guys are the coolest dads, I think, in the world.
I'm not a regular dad. I'm a cool dad.
Oh, man, like, you hear so many horror stories of, like, big live music venues of people getting hurt, and I just never want that to happen on our watch.
Oh, well, we watched Woodstock 99. Oh. Holy shit.
Yeah, I actually watched that 2 weeks ago as well, so maybe that was in the back of my head when I got him to stop.
But honestly, and we spoke to Ben Lee about it too. Like, he was on the Saturday, and even driving in, he went, before all this happened on the Sunday, he went,
one of his managers, one of his managers just said, this smells like death.
Yeah.
And you go,
oh, God.
You know, yeah. It was.
Don't want to bring the tone of what we're doing down.
Bring it down. Okay. But it's nothing you want to hear from your manager, really, is it?
No, okay. No. Hey, and Dan, what about, when with you boys, you've been going for a while. Hey, what was it like with Eminem? Was that a great tour?
Oh, man, anytime you get to tour with an artist like Eminem or someone as big as him or him, as we have been privileged to twice, it's the greatest, you know, to be able to get in front of 80,000 of his fans and just have your name on the same bill as a guy that immortalized in hip-hop is brilliant.
For sure. Well, I brought my 8-year-old with me to see you guys. She was pumped. She was so pumped. She wanted to hear Cosby Sweater right from the word go because she's just into it. And you played it last. Unfortunately, she was asleep after 45 minutes.
That's why we're bringing you to the Central Coast.
That's right. So we get a rerun on that. You guys bring your kids to the shows as well?
Yeah, sometimes. When we do our own shows around the country, we try. It's a great experience for them. And I love seeing young kids in the crowd, especially under the age of 10, the real young ones there with their folks. It's a brilliant thing to be able to perform to multiple generations.
And, Maddie, what about with you guys, the success you had? When did you realise, go, oh, geez, we're onto a good thing here. We're doing okay.
When we got to quit our jobs.
Oh, is that right? Oh, right, okay. What did you do before you got into this?
I did a lot of things. So did Dan. But our last job, our last real job, was making cement furniture.
Oh, brilliant.
That's like brilliant. Outdoor furniture. And I didn't mind it. I tell you what, I was never so built in my life. I was like a I was a weapon. And now I need to get out. I need to get out of the gym and into the factory building some cement furniture because, yeah, that was the best shape I've been in my life.
Pretty sure that'd let you back there if you just want to do it for recreation.
Matt, can I ask, did they have cement chairs? Because I thought sitting on cement gave you hemorrhoids. I really did. No, that is true. Because when we'd go to the pool at home, Mum and Dad would say, don't sit on that wet concrete.
You'll get hemorrhoids.
Yes.
You'll
get hemorrhoids. Is that like a handy old wives' tale to stop kids doing something?
Maybe. Like that rubbish story about not getting in the pool for half an hour after you've eaten.
Yeah. And that other one about not doing coke.
don't know how that one will fly.
That escalated.
Snip. And Daniel. On the floor.
Daniel. Mum and Dad never said that to me.
Don't you remember the Brothers Grimm parable about not doing coke?
And Dan, mate, what before you got into and as you said became really successful, what were you doing?
I did actually work in the same concrete factory as Matt. I did many jobs. I was a kitchen hand, dish pig for a while. Worked as a storeman in a warehouse.
Yeah,
all those glorious roles. Unfortunately, had to give up to make music.
Yeah, isn't that a shame?
Unlucky. the brakes.
Yeah. And so, mate, so everything's back. It's so good everything's back now, isn't it? Because it was a pain in the bum through COVID. So good that all the bands, everything's back now.
Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't feel real until you get in front of 10 or 15,000 people at a music jam. It's been an electric vibe at all of the shows because everyone is just so pumped just to be able to experience live music again.
And, mate, what's the biggest crowd that you guys have played in front of?
Ever?
Yeah.
I think going back to the Eminem tour, I reckon at the MCG we played to 85 or 90,000 people.
How is that?
That's wild. The emotion of that would swallow you, wouldn't it?
It's the crowd's so big you kind of lose perspective of, like, that there are even people there so far in the background. Like, it's insane.
Just part of the sea of excitement. That's awesome. You guys have a sound. I don't know how did you come about the style that you guys have, because it's very unique. It's almost like a rock band doing rap stuff and funk. It just all rolls into one. Where'd that come from?
I think it's from what our families listened to when we were kids, because my parents and Dan's parents, you know, they listened to some good old boys back in the days. They were listening to, like, you know, Creedence Clearwater and that sort of stuff. And, you know, my dad was in the blues as well, but my brother was listening to a lot of reggae and Bad Brains, and the other one was listening to, like, Rush and Motorhead, and the other one was listening to, like, Cure and Susie and the Banshees. So just being around all this different music apart from just hip-hop, and, you know, having our parents' record collections to sample, because that we didn't have, you know, our own record collection. So we were sampling our parents' record collections. So it's almost like an amalgamation between what we liked and what they were listening to, I think. And I think that sort of informed how we sound nowadays.
Man, it's so cool. Yeah. It's hit the nail right on the head.
Keep doing it.
And we're going to get more of it when you guys are on the Central Coast Saturday, the 10th of December, at the Entrance Memorial Park.
Nowhere near Etalong. No. The other side.
No. We'll get some Etalong T-shirts made up.
10th of December, these boys, and Matt and Dan from the Hilltop Hood. So great to talk to you, boys. It's really been a bloody honour. And all the best in success. And, mate, thanks for joining us on Triple M today.
Thanks so much for having us, guys.
Looking forward to getting down to your part of the world for sure.
Good stuff, guys. Thank you.